This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as my most green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWar has achieved liftoff. We'll be in orbit soon, targeting enemy globalist lies with even more firepower. We've only just begun in the beta testing of the resistance and hacking the globalist propaganda system. Directing the narrative back into the reality zone. I am your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project, or Project Veritas. Then, Harry Dent in studio on what's really happening in the economy and more. House Dems push assault weapons ban. It's all coming up. German court lets off Sharia police patrol in German city. They're actually allowed to be vigilantes. You're not allowed to demonstrate against them, but they're allowed to do whatever they want. Because they're the new shock troops of the socialist, the friends of women. But first, let's go back to the chipmunk, the giant gopher-like creature. What are those big gophers called? I don't mean that to be goofy how he looks, but he looks like one of those giant burrowing rodents. Is it a woodchuck?
Capybara?
Is it a, what's that other one called? Groundhog. I mean, Chris Christie is an open borders, anti-gun chump. And he's up here saying, I would call up and threaten Vladimir Putin. You don't fly planes in there. A sovereign nation's been invaded by the West for 5 years. Maybe he's a nutria. All this stuff's going on. And the response of Governor Kasich and Governor Christie is, punch the Russians in the nose. That's a quote from Kasich. And call up Putin and threatening, we'll blow your planes up. Well, they know you've already blown up Ukraine and put fascists in and overthrew the elected government and blown up the power and bombed the power plants and all trade into Crimea will be shut off next week. The hijacked leaders of Ukraine just said today, I mean, believe me, Russia gives speeches saying never since World War II we've been under this attack. We're encircled. We've got the nuclear forces ready. We believe they may hit us first. They're dangerous neocons who are psychotic. The bunkers are being built for the public. Prepare. We just want to keep Russia from collapsing. We're trying our best. And meanwhile, our guys are bloody nose, body bags, kill the Ruskies. I mean, Hitler didn't shoot his mouth off like that. It's just so unmanly. It's so, even warlords who were tough stuff don't act like this. I mean, this is real third world general stuff, you know, with 14 stars on their lapels. These guys are a bunch of neocon chicken neck cowards. Let's go back to Rand Paul's devastating response.
Governor Christie, if the U.S. imposed a no-fly zone over Syria and a Russian plane encroached, invaded that no-fly zone, would you be prepared to shoot down that Russian plane and risk war with Russia?
Not only are we prepared to do it, I would do it. A no-fly zone means a no-fly zone. Wolf, that's what it means. See, maybe because I'm from New Jersey, I just have this kind of plain language hang up. But I would make very clear, I would not talk to Vladimir Putin. In fact, I would talk to Vladimir Putin a lot. And I'd say to him, listen, Mr. President, there's a no-fly zone in Syria. You fly in, it applies to you. And yes, we would shoot down the planes of Russian pilots if, in fact, they were stupid enough to think that this president was the same feckless weakling that the president we have in the Oval Office is right now.
Senator Paul, I want you to respond to what we just heard from Governor Christie. If there was a no-fly zone, you say that potentially could lead to World War III. Why?
Well, I think if you're in favor of World War III, you have your candidate. You know, here's the thing.
We're going to come back with the rest of his response.
My goodness, what we want.
The admitted Israeli Mossad operative. I'm not against Israelis or anybody. I just want you to know that Anderson Cooper, CIA, and then you've got the former head of the big Israel PAC and a known agent, Wolf Blitzer, up there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Huma Abedin, the admitted Muslim Brotherhood mole, but over here she can dress in fancy dresses and, you know, hang out with Hillary Clinton in the same hotel room. They're really good friends, and that's fine. But the potential first lady, the woman who could potentially be the shadow first lady, got caught by James O'Keefe, undercover reporter, in some pretty serious stuff. And then, of course, O'Keefe's got some other big breaking undercover news. And then he's a little under the weather today, so he's going to do 20 minutes with us. He's going to come back in the new year with something potentially, and I know what it is, but I'm not going to say. I appreciate him sharing it with us in confidence. As big as Acorn or bigger. Okay? And this is a guy that has helped blow up corrupt organizations that were getting up to $4 billion a year in taxpayer money. He's like the Patriot Death Star to the New World Order. And, of course, they don't sing his praises. They arrest him. They try to indict him. He is a true 21st century Paul Revere. I'm not kissing his butt, folks. I don't do that for very many guests. But James O'Keefe, I'm a big fan of him. And he's a best-selling author as well. You can find out more at ProjectVeritas.com. If you're not supporting them, you're basically aiding and abetting the globalist. I mean, I'm done talking. Let's go to a clip of this undercover report with Hillary Clinton's girl. Here it is.
When we were able to catch the vice chairwoman after her speech, she made it clear that Hillary is all in favor of allowing Syrian refugees into the country.
I hate public speaking.
Thank you so much, Shaky,
for addressing the Syrian refugee crisis. Because honestly, Islamophobia is rampant. And you have to promise me, like, if Hillary is elected president, she's going to do everything she can to let these Syrians in because the Republicans are doing everything they can to ban them.
Oh, and by the way, it's not just Republicans. There are some Democrats who are there, too. We need that leadership that is not, cannot turn these people away.
And I think the Syrian people know that Hillary is the answer for them, too. You know? I think they know.
Is the alternative.
That kind of talk is music to the ears of the Syrian men we met in Athens, Greece, recently.
You guys must really hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, of course. We don't hate Hillary Clinton.
You like us?
Yes.
They say politics makes strange bedfellows. I guess they are right. Here we found Syrian refugees looking to get to Northern Europe or to the United States by any means possible, suggesting even using fake passports. And they are unabashed Hillary supporters.
You know, we need to travel to Germany.
How are you going to do that?
Maybe by a plane, by a fake passport.
Hillary, we like Hillary Clinton if she have action when she's here.
Here. So what about now? Do you like her?
Who?
Do you like her now, though? Like what she's done so far?
I believe maybe
gone?
She can do something.
Here, smile.
Because voting ID laws are so lax in so many states, these Syrian refugees might just be able to vote for Hillary if, as she supports, they can get into the United States.
And this is the political plan. And then make them a protected group that can whine and complain and go around and bully people with Sharia law. German court lets off Sharia police patrol in major German city. That's BBC today. They can just run around, do whatever they want. And again, folks, the reason James O'Keefe is so amazing, he's gone through so much, he's built such an organization, he keeps really wounding the globalists grievously and their agendas, and he's a model for everybody else with investigative journalists and undercover stuff. I mean, I was around before James O'Keefe doing some similar things, but not with the skill, the focus, the dedication. He is somebody I learned from. And the reason I brag about it is we don't give patriots enough kudos, because we need to understand the success we're all having. That we're bigger than the mainstream media. I get 20 million viewers or listeners a week now, conservatively. In fact, it's grown. Think about that. Think about what we're all doing together. We are becoming the majority. People are waking up. All right, James, I know you're under the weather, so we'll just keep you to 30 after. Appreciate you coming on. I tell you, you really got my heart racing with the news you were related to the producer earlier. Can't wait till you break that. But break into this and then get into your other big coups that you and your crew have been carrying out.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and thank you for the compliments. I'm very impressed by what you've built. Like I told you last time, I love the work you've done about 10 years ago going to the DMV in Texas and forcing those people, showing them 11 different forms of ID, and then they still want to take your blood. So that was an inspiration to me early on, so thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
This whole thing we did on the Syrians, we went to Greece, and we interviewed a lot of these so-called refugees and illegal immigrants coming into Greece, and some of these guys were talking to us about how much it costs to get a fake passport to get into the United States. One of them says $3,000, 3,000 euro. To get a fake passport. And what they told us they were doing, these are people we interviewed on the street with hidden cameras. These are the exact same types of people that went on to France and committed the bombings. And they all love Hillary Clinton. And that's what our hidden camera exposés showed. And in terms of Huma, we do go to the fundraisers with hidden cameras for Hillary Clinton. That's when we interviewed Huma. We also have people right now, and I'm happy to say this to you, working for Hillary Clinton that are working for Project Veritas, and we have built kind of like how they have their intelligence agencies. We've built our own kind of intelligence journalistic operation, and we have a number of these undercover people reporting back to us throughout 2016. So in terms of the Syrian stuff, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, these guys are blatant about their plans to come to the United States. They're telling us how much money it costs to buy the fake passports, and they all love Hillary Clinton.
Shouldn't she be congressionally investigated, Hillary's girl, for being so blatant about this? And look, I'm a libertarian, so I don't get into bashing lesbians and bisexuals and people, as long as they don't promote it to kids. But, I mean, obviously, it's well known that she's hooked up with Hillary, that Hillary has seen more tail than a toilet seat, to quote Bill Clinton. And so she should just be honest about it. Is this going to be the first lady? I mean, shouldn't Hillary's potential first lady be investigated further? And by the way, talk about courage, James. You know, messing with Hillary's girl, she might really come after you.
Well, we did, Alex. We did launch a story back in September where we actually caught one of Hillary's attorneys in Nevada saying, "Just break the laws, just break the rules on voter registration." We caught this on tape, and this attorney, Christina Bupana, is her name. She just completely disappeared. I mean, I don't think she works there anymore, and nobody knows where she went. So it's kind of mafia-like tactics that we have discovered in the Hillary campaign. In terms of fear, you know, Alex, you know, we've built an organization. We have 100,000 people that we distribute to. So I think Hillary's got to be careful about retaliating against people like me or people like you, because all it does is sort of, you know, waking up the beast. The people, the audience that we have, I think that the last thing Hillary wants to do is engage.
I agree. They don't want to make us martyrs, and that's what really freaks them out. She admits she's losing the info war to Congress 3 years ago, as you know. What do you expect them to do next? I'm going to get into your other big coup with this attorney general. I mean, they are getting mad. They are talking to all the think tanks openly, saying, what do we do to shut down the libertarian patriot movement? How do we censor these folks? Matt Drudge, as you know, has been told by a major Supreme Court justice that they're coming for us, him, you, myself, and others next year.
I saw the interview you did with Matt Drudge. But phenomenal scoop, by the way. I mean, I agree with Matt Drudge. I mean, you're going to have to. This is a courageous fight, and we have Project Veritas is going where no one else has ever gone before. We're building our own journalistic kind of intelligence gathering operation. We're putting people behind enemy lines with hidden cameras. We're going to candidate events, to fundraisers. We have people working for campaigns that are reporting back to us. How do they not shut you down? Maybe they will, but we're going to give it the best shot in 2016. And they've tried to put me in jail before. You know that. I've been on your program to discuss this. But I think we're kind of like the Death Star. At this point, if they shoot into us, it only makes us bigger and bolder and badder. And when I was one person, one man, I mean, they can shut down one guy, but they cannot shut down an army of exposers and investigators. And that's what we need to do. We need to build the army. If your audience is interested in becoming a videographer, reporter, contact ProjectVeritas.com, and we will equip you, we will mobilize you, we will deploy you. They are unable to shut down more than one man.
Absolutely, and I intend to try to get even more reporters on staff, but also get auxiliaries around the country as well, because we're not in competition. We are fighting for the life of this country, and I use the Death Star analogy because of the firepower blowing up some of their biggest on-the-ground frauds like Akron. I mean, that was a devastatingly evil organization. You guys literally destroyed it with the truth, or they destroyed themselves. But flipping back to the Star Wars analogy, it's more like you've got 100,000 X-Wings in your group, and so do we, that they can't hit us all, they can't get us all, because we're just all over the place. Because they didn't see a small one-man or one-woman fighter as a threat, and they just can't defeat us if we take action. It's over.
They're deterred. Yeah, one thing that we found, like with Acorn rebranded itself. Your audience knows that Acorn was shut down. President Obama signed legislation to defund Acorn 6 years ago after our expose. Acorn has turned into a bunch of subgroups like Organizing for America. And a lot of these groups are scared. They're petrified that there are going to be people like us going in there with cameras exposing it. And they're ultimately deterred. They're deterred from doing the fraud. But what happens is they take the fraud and they go behind closed doors. It makes it tougher to uncover. So we actually, at Veritas, we have to increase our sophistication. And Alex, I want to come on your show in January, because we have a huge story coming out about the topic is education in the country, and it's a topic that your audience is going to want to hear about. We had to build online aliases. We had to go way behind closed doors, build relationships with a lot of these federal officials over months. This is what we have to do to expose them, because they take their fraud deeper and deeper and deeper. They don't do it in the open anymore. So we got to go behind closed doors.
Well, you are using intelligence agency tactics when you use good-looking women and stuff, and you got people pulling their wedding rings off and spilling their guts. I mean, you're doing some stuff that, you know, they would use against the, you know, the mob or whatever, or the CIA would use. I really got to hand it to you, just the innovation, the boldness. But I guess, let me guess, as they've persecuted you more and you've just become more successful, has that made you more aggressive, their attempts at intimidation?
I think it's just made us smarter. You know, they say what doesn't jail you makes you smarter. But I do really believe in the death, you know, you say the X-Wing, the Death Star analogy, like Eric Holder. You know, we got offered Eric Holder's ballot because there's no photo ID, so you can get offered ballots. And after that happened, Holder did not come after us. Instead, he kind of backed off. So I think applying the tactics of Saul Alinsky, personalizing the target, learning from intelligence agencies, we actually hired a former CIA case officer to teach us about what the tactics that they do, and learning these techniques and using them to investigate and expose fraud. I think it's made us bolder. I think it's made us learn more.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that you'd been trained by former CIA, but that's clear. What you guys are doing is really aggressive, and it is the model, folks. Everybody's got to get your book that breaks all this down. I've told my crew this, we need to do this as well. I've kind of not cracked the whip because it's such a sophisticated thing you're doing. But overall, it's just about doing it. You get better and better. Let's shift gears before we get to your final story and let you go here in about 5 minutes. Let's talk about, again, James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com, joining us, breaking one of the biggest stories ever early next year. He says he'll join us as soon as that comes out. What about the culture war? I mean, we know so many prominent Hollywood people who've been silent their whole lives, like Kurt Russell this week, coming out and saying, I'm pro-gun, and here's why, so eloquently. I don't know what the system's going to do as everybody really turns on political correctness. I mean, even South Park is. This has got to be really, really worrying them.
Well, I mean, one of the things that, in terms of the culture wars, The Good Wife on CBS, I don't know if people watch that show, but it's all the investigations I do, they mentioned our work about 2 weeks ago on The Good Wife. CBS, the screenwriter, they said they did a whole show about undercover videos on Planned Parenthood and abortion things, and they brought my name up and said, this is disgusting. This is like James O'Keefe. I must have gotten 200 text messages in the course of 2 minutes. All people I've never even talked to in years suddenly paying attention. So we've got to somehow take our work and make it mainstream. We've got to force people to pay attention to what we do. Now, on the subject of guns, now what we did, and this is something that we're going to continue doing, I think it's very important. The Attorney General of Maryland, we went undercover, and we met this guy. Yes, he took his wedding ring off. This guy's married. He was supposed to be a taxpayer-funded conference. He starts hitting on my female undercover reporter and divulging all this information and saying, now here's the truth. I really want to ban all guns. I want to ban all guns. I don't want you to tell anybody I said that. I want that to be off the record. This is the Deputy Attorney General of Maryland saying this. So I'm going to continue to do that. Usually I don't say this publicly, but I'm going to try to catch all these officials in all these states. What exactly do they intend to do about the Second Amendment? And for some reason, I don't know why they don't shoot a shout from the rooftops. If they want to ban all guns, let's hear it. That's one of the things that I'm going to be doing. That's what we did in Maryland. Got this guy in hot water. He takes off his wedding ring. He starts hitting on our undercover reporter, telling her exactly what he intends to do with your gun rights in the state of Maryland.
And that's how you pick up Democrat, weirdo, socialist women who he thought she was, is you tell them, I want to destroy America. I want the guns. I'm a tyrant. I'm filth. And they just go, oh, my gosh, let's go. But sadly enough, that's not who they were dealing with. After you're gone, I'm going to come back and play a clip of that video. Maryland Attorney General's office, sex, guns, and egregious ethical violations. Just one of the latest bombshell videos that you released just last week. Now, speaking of, you go after Akern, they're getting $3 to $5 billion a year. You're going to multiple offices where they're like, you got underage prostitutes? No big deal. I mean, just showing the incredible seediness and mafioso behavior of these organizations. But as you said, they then just break into Battleground, Texas, and metastasize. Speaking of Kurt Russell, it reminds me of The Thing, where you chop off one part of it and it just grows tentacles and ends up running away. Now, still, that ends up hurting it, but how do you track down every piece of it? How does Kurt Russell take this out and flamethrow it? How do we deal with this, James O'Keefe?
I haven't seen that one in a couple years. I think that the price of liberty...
By the way, that's Hillary on screen. Oh, sorry, go ahead. We're showing some Hillary on the campaign trail right now. Sorry, sir, go ahead. Kurt Russell's feeling.
I think the price of liberty, Alex, is eternal vigilance. A lot of people I speak with think, James, you know, they're just going to metamorphose into something else. They're going to change into something else. Look, you got to keep going. If something is effective, if something takes an organization down or exposes the truth, you got to keep exposing it. Acorn's going to turn into different subgroups. They've lost their federal funding. And if we catch one government official and they lose their job, which is what's going to happen in January again, we call them scalps. If we can get one person to lose their job, then we need to do that 100 times. And I guarantee you that after the 100th person loses their job, maybe our people in Congress, system needs to reform the system instead of firing everyone from the federal workforce. And that's my goal, is just get as many as possible on tape until they actually reform the system.
I agree with you. And then we have to hunt down every piece of it and then prosecute them for the crimes they've committed. So I mean, isn't local government states taking action? Isn't that our Kurt Russell on the ground with the flamethrower?
Alex, I don't believe that our current court system or our current political leadership is going to solve the problems our country faces. I think this is a movement-driven thing. I think it's a people-driven thing. It's a bottom-up thing. I do not look to courts or to Congress to actually solve the problem. You got to outrage the people. That's happening right now in our politics. It's happening with some of the support that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz is. People are very frustrated. So I think we've got to feed people information, allow them to be outraged about what's happening. And if the groups change and they turn into different, I'm laughing at what you have on the screen there. If they turn into different alien forms and Organizing for America and snakeheads, just keep going after them. Keep
well, that's
going.
What you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kurt Russell knows how to take them out.
Maybe we can learn a few things from the CIA and Kurt Russell. We should not. I encourage your audience. I know that we don't like Saul Alinsky and we don't like some of the CIA tactics, but we should also learn from some of the things they do. And
well, in the old days, the CIA used this against mass murdering communists, and it's all very fair if it's applied right. You know, it's the new stuff that's dirty, funding ISIS and stuff, proxy yeah. wars. It's good to legally and lawfully be an investigative journalist, infiltrate, use sex operatives as long as they're not offering sex for info. Right. And just let these guys spill their guts. These are enemies of the Republic, in my view, and we got to take the gloves off.
We are at war. We are at war, and we don't take prisoners. Now, we're journalists, so we're not funding ISIS and doing some of the dirty things you mentioned. But this is a war for the sake of our country, and that's why I'm building what I'm building. I'm building stuff I can't even talk to you about. But I am very excited to come on your program in January. I want you to be one of the first people to have this story about our education system, our federal education system. It's going to be bombshell. And I just encourage everyone to have hope and to know that, you know, things are turning around and just be part of this movement for accountability.
And by the way, I'd have you on 5-6 years ago when you weren't as positive. I mean, I wasn't as positive, and there's a lot of bad stuff happening. But at the same time, people are really waking up. It's not that they're even conservative. I mean, I'm a libertarian. We just really realized, man, the Democrats rotted into something really scary that's metastasizing, and they're really out to destroy the two-party system and really take over, and they're working with a bunch of neocons and rhinos, and it's time to take the gloves off. And you and your book and ProjectVeritas.com, in my view, James O'Keefe, again, is the model, the cutting edge of how to counter these people. And in closing, I mean, when I see stuff like these folks infiltrating the abortion clinics and others, and then I talk to these folks, they are using you and our model, but especially you and others, as the way to do it. And I know those are just more X-Wings out there to attack the Death Star. It's got to give you a good feeling to know that we're all in this together. More people are coming to the floor, and that means it makes us even harder to beat.
Yeah, I mean, David DeLine, who did the story on Center for Medical Progress, you know, I met him a couple years ago in Sacramento, and I mean, it took him, by the way, 3 years of commitment to infiltrate Planned Parenthood and expose what was happening with selling fetal tissue. That's a lot of commitment, 3 years on one issue, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a couple brave people, and if federal officials, if government officials are lying, stealing, cheating from the taxpayer, we will make you an unwilling internet sensation. We will make you famous.
Well done. Well done. Well, ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe, you're awesome. Have a wonderful Christmas, and we look forward in a few weeks when you break the bombshell to have you back with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, put his book back on screen for TV viewers if we can. It's available at ProjectVeritas.com and bookstores all over the place. If you want the model, it's Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy or This Republic. James O'Keefe, it's a blueprint for victory. He's a true info warrior. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. Another one of the great intros the crew has put together with all the Star Wars fever hitting. But it comes out Friday. I need to hijack some of the Star Wars propaganda. I haven't done that yet. I've been so busy fighting the New World Order. But I'd say 75-80% of the war is in entertainment. That's where the real brainwashing is going on. And so Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels did get tickets for the first day. They will have a report But I want to send one of our professional camera people out to help them. They work so hard. They'll go shoot themselves. And Shikari's a pretty good camera guy. So is Kip. We should send somebody out with them so they can shoot it HD when they come out. Really, you know, do a great job and maybe talk to some of the folks on the street about what they thought about it. They'll do a whole production because, first review, InfoWars first review of it will be the type of video that gets a million views. And we think about that, it's like mainstream media to get a million views will have like a $50,000 budget. The budgets on the Ventura TV show were like, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a piece. Other shows, I've been on Discovery Channel shows with $3 million to $4 million price tags per episode. Five of them were shot with me as the main guy. It didn't make me look bad with an award-winning director, but Joe Bellinger, now the guy that made Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper, and you know he's won like Academy Awards and stuff, I think. It hadn't even yeah, Brother's Keeper. And he just said, no, Alex, I'm you're goofy, you do some weird stuff, but I actually like you, and I didn't make you look bad, and will you come back and look stupid? And I said, I've never done that before, but you're so nice, I'm not going to do anything fake, but how about we bring in some people that attack me to make it, quote, more fair? And he goes, I already did that. He goes, you know what? He called back a day later, and he goes, you were nice to say you might debate some enemies or something, but I'm not going to violate my integrity or your integrity, so I'm not going to re-edit it. And they just shelved. I think he said, I think it was over $16 million in production. $16 million, never seen. How's that? That's how big the control is, boys and girls. And then many other examples of where I've been in L.A. I've been out there except for this year and a couple of years, because, I mean, I used to go out there, A&E, just Discovery Channel, History Channel, you name it, I've met with them all. And they wanted me to act like a clown on my own reality TV show and have all this fake infighting and all this garbage. Even before Duck Dynasty was around, they wanted basically a show like that. I was pitched, and then you'll go out to your family ranch and then drink and then shoot guns and act like a hillbilly, and then you'll come back to your office and argue with people. And I just said, you know what? I don't want to do it. And then they come back and go, okay, we weren't offering you any money at first, but we, you know, it would make you famous, and then there'd be merchandise. Do you want $1 million? And I'd say, nah, $1 million? You don't want $1 million? No, I don't want your $1 million. Go roll it up, put some tobacco in it, and smoke it. And now I don't even respond to it. I used to get every week reality TV show offers, and then many times on paper with contracts. In fact, I was offered other famous people's TV shows, basically, when they didn't want to do them anymore, and I didn't do it because the direction things were going. I mean, Chupacabras, the rest of it. And I'm not knocking folks that do that. It's just that ain't me. See, I admire folks like George Norrie because he took a show that was all space aliens and Chupacabras and made it more about the New World Order. He reformed Coast to Coast. About 80%, and I don't blame him for keeping some of the fun stuff in there. That's why his show is pretty much number two or number one. 600 radio stations. In Austin, Texas, his show, every book that comes out, every rating series that we see in the news, has upwards of 65% of the total radio terrestrial audience in Austin. And it's like that all across the country, 50 to 60%. Some places, I mean, AM, FM, everything. He'll have 60% of them tuning in or more. That's not selling out. He came in, took the show over, made it better, made it bigger, covered a lot of real hardcore topics. What mainstream TVs wanted me to do is go do shows where I cover, you know, ghosts and goblins and vampires most of the time, and then mix it in with his heart-controlling vampires or, you know, are there underground cities under New York with aliens in them? And then Rachel Maddow comes out when I've never done those shows and says that I believe there are giant aliens under the UN building. I know for a fact that they brought Donald Trump news articles and said, look what you did going on his show. And Trump looked at it and said, there's no clip or quote here. What, they just make it up like they do me? Decision was made. I went on a show. I didn't know all that went on. I'm just going to stop right there. See, Trump's smart, folks. He says, give $5 million to the vets. They say he wants $5 million for himself. They lie, they twist, they deceive, they think we're idiots. And so when I tell you about my personal experiences, it's not bragging that I've been offered all these TV shows. It's not bragging about all this. It's that I have witnessed it. I have seen it with my own eyeballs. I've seen major directors spend 8 months on producing a five-part TV show with the highest budget ever for Discovery Channel, and they just killed it. And I've sat in the meetings where they go, 6, 7 years ago, the hottest thing is gun shows, and we're pitching nothing but gun shows on History Discovery, because, you know, a lot of these are production companies that do it for everybody else, you know, that make it. And they go, Alex, we want you to have several gun shows. Alex, we want you to bring us people for gun shows. And then they call back and go, no, you're right. There's an order to kill all the gun shows. And the next season, you're going to see almost all the shows canceled. And you saw that happen 3 years ago. You know, they had that whole hit piece on Jesse James, who I happen to know pretty well. He lives here in Austin, Texas. And I can find no fault with him. He's a really nice guy, pro-Second Amendment. A lot of that Sandra Bullock stuff pretty much wasn't even true and was just a stunt for her movie. And he's never attacked Sandra Bullock to me. I just know the inside baseball from Hollywood. Then I met him, got to know him. He used to live next door to me, or I did. I don't live there anymore. And just got to know him. And I'll leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that. And he's certainly not perfect. Nobody is, but he's grown up a lot. So have I. And just some of the inside baseball stuff he was telling me about, a lot of what they did to him in the media is because he's more libertarian or conservative. And that's just what they do, folks. They take little things that are true, and they twist them, and they exaggerate them, and they expand them. Jesse James is a nice guy. Lance Armstrong is a total jerk. And so, you know, those are just the dichotomies that I personally have experienced myself. So if you've experienced, you know, people always demonize me to my friends. I'm good friends with a prominent old Texas family, the Steiners. And, you know, they're all part of the Johnson family, you name it as well. But they're really good friends. And, you know, sometimes people, politicians, that come over to their house for dinner will bash me. And then Bobby Steiner will say, do you know Alex Jones? Because I've known him since he was in high school with my boys. That's not the Alex Jones I know. See, it's about knowing somebody or actually seeing them do it. I didn't say there's wasps under the Capitol or under the UN building. I didn't say there wasn't a moon landing. I didn't say George Bush put bombs in the buildings. I said there were bombs in Building 7, and I interviewed the emergency manager who they killed 2 weeks later, Barry Jennings. Murdered him after he's on my show. That's real. I don't know who did it. I don't know exactly what's going on. But let me tell you, we're getting lied to, folks, and our government's funding the very same Al-Qaeda trash to go kill moderate Christian nations and others and then bringing them here. And that's crazy. And it's just refreshing. And I'm not saying Trump's perfect, and he might go down the road and not like me or something. I don't care. It's not about, oh, Donald Trump likes me. It's that it's refreshing that he was told by a bunch of his people, do not go on the Alex Jones show, and he did. Because Donald Trump runs Donald Trump. And I've seen it for myself firsthand. I've experienced it. And in a nation of cowards, in a nation of people that bend over to the wind, in a nation of people that just go along to get along and are easily intimidated, it is very refreshing to see his confidence. And he's not arrogant. He is extremely confident. He's committed. And he's done a lot of things that I'm sure he wish he would have done differently. And he may end up betraying us. I don't know. All I know is he's in the arena being attacked by all this scum, and I'm not standing against Donald Trump. It's that simple. I'm going to watch, and I'm going to see, and I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to tell you what the facts show and what my gut tells me. And my gut tells me that they might kill Donald Trump. That's what my gut tells me. When I saw Jeb Bush repeatedly say, you will not be president. One time he said it with just such hate. And his eyes fired up. And you saw the real Jeb Bush. That's a scary guy right there. You know why I badmouth the Bushes so bad and run them down? I mean, Bush W is not even that bad from my intel. It's the other ones. That's why it was such a big joke that the firstborn dud, as his dad sees him, ended up being the president. Marvin and Jeb and all of them. I mean, you talk about a pack of wolves. You talk about a pack of dangerous men. They're it, baby. third generation Nazi collaborators, now fourth generation. And folks, the media always misconstrues. I'm not saying we face a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis looted Europe, northern, western, southern, central, and Russia. They looted the Middle East and North Africa. The Russians never got back but a small percentage of it. It got handed over to the West in a deal to get the Nazis out to the United States. And that's all come out. But see, I was told about this when I was a child, because I had family in Texas that witnessed it, and I'm going to leave it right there. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of rabbit holes around here, and what you think's going on isn't what's going on. When you see the Bushes, their wealth is reportedly in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions. It may even be over a trillion. They're one of the richest families in the world as the managers of rat holes, of just caves of gold and diamonds and rubies and paintings and technology and networks. They took over the whole Nazi network that was worldwide. Because Skull and Bones should have. But you don't just think the Bushes got let in to run the Nazi operation in the 30s and tried to overthrow the president. I mean, it's all in the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. You don't just think they were just let into this for no reason. In 1832, wealthy American sons of tycoons, three of them, were sent to Germany to go to college. The Russell Trust and others came back and set up Skull and Bones, Temple number 322. And they admit they've been broken into. It's come out. Members of its families have gone public. Charlotte Isherby's dad was a member. She leaked it all to Anthony Sutton, the congressional investigation. That it is an Illuminati German death cult that worships Lucifer. Period. Period. And that's why the Germans came over. They were an extension of that, a death cult, you know, black uniforms, skull and crossbones on their hats. And that's why they worked with Prescott. Skull and Bones, baby. Skull and Bones. They don't play games. They mean business. But Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he'd been pretty right-wing. And they came to him. He'd overthrown more than seven countries himself. They came to him and they said, we want you to overthrow the U.S. government. We've got a 500,000-man army right now. We've got more than 15 governors ready to go. And he went and reported the whole thing to the federal government and the FBI and the rest of them who were infiltrated themselves. There was an internal battle. Some folks got killed behind the scenes. They came to the Bushes and they said, you're too big to bring down with all this. You're going to flip as double agents and give us everything the Germans have got. This is in 1937. You're going to keep playing ball. The Kennedys got rolled by the Nazis. They got put on the payroll, too. They told Jack Kennedy. They told RFK. They told Daddy Kennedy. They told the oldest son, Joe Jr., who blew up piloting drones. They'd have a plane behind him with the drones below. He got blown up by the Germans. There was a group of Messerschmitts, if you look it up. And they said, you're going to set up the Germans. This is great. So they didn't make a big thing about it till the end of World War II, so they could do a double infiltration of the Nazis. But then the Bushes got all those goodies for themselves. So Trump needs to get into all this. And we're going to air on the Nightly News tonight an excerpt of a film I made, Martial Law, on the subject, but updated. I'm going to do a Facebook mentions after the show today as well, where I go over all of this for folks. Just so you understand what we're really dealing with here instead of being a bunch of morons. But when you look at Jeb Bush, you're talking super evil. Super evil. And he thinks that they're not going to let Trump win. He thinks they're going to steal the delegates and have a broker convention. And I think it's up to us to decide whether that's going to happen or not. When we come back, I want to play a clip of this Maryland Attorney General's office, sex, guns, and egregious ethical violations we talked about with O'Keefe earlier. Before we go to break, I've completely committed. Many days I'm exhausted up here on air, and I just get angry and bowl through it like I'm doing right now. And it's spiritually at a gut level not fun to mess with these people. You know, my base instincts, my animal instincts, my worldly instincts, my fleshly instincts say, hey, man, don't mess with these people. But my spirit says, you're going to do it. You're going to go all the way. So I want to be clear. My spirit's not afraid at all. My flesh is. But you know what? There's a reason flesh is weak and the spirit's strong and unbreakable. Because my spirit, before it was put in my mother's gut and in my body, was forged by the creator of the universe, and so was yours. You got to decide which side you're going to join. You let the flesh scare you into joining the devil? Because once you realize it's just flesh, it's going to fail anyways. My fear flips to the other side, and I just sit there. I don't have a death wish, but I'll be honest with you. I just say, hey, you want to martyr me? You just go right ahead and do it. I just hope you're successful, if you actually are successful, and I'm not in some wheelchair from the neck down paralyzed. People say, don't let them know your fears. Hell, they already know my fears. The enemy knows exactly who I am. They know I'm for real. And they were expecting organic responses like this to come up from the grassroots. And you look where it came from. Isn't it fitting? But it's coming from all over the country and all over the world as well. And more is coming. I've always known I'm just the first big wave. Other waves came before me, but we're the first big wave. And the enemy knows the tidal waves are coming. Tidal waves are coming. Waves so big they can't even see the tops of them. And they're going to wreck this world government forever. They won't be able to find a piece of it like Atlantis when the God of this universe is done. God of this world is not a God at all. He's fallen and he's weak.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live with one of my great anchors or investigative journalists hosting the fourth hour. Today, it's David Knight. I'll be here on Thursday, right through to the weekend. I may have some family business to attend to on Friday, so it may be Paul Watson or David Knight. We'll see. But I'll be live right through to Christmas Eve next week. Christmas Day will be a retransmission. I want to do this Project Veritas investigation. Then I want to get back to the full clip of Rand Paul saying we don't want World War III and really showing some of the most sane statements there and acting very presidential. So I want to say I'm impressed with Rand Paul being more aggressive. Very excited about that. We do have a guest coming in studio as well, Harry Dent on the economy and a lot more. So look forward to that in the next hour. Before I play this clip, though, from James O'Keefe, we are offering free shipping through the 18th. That's Friday. You need to order products by noon on Friday if you want to be guaranteed to get your package before Christmas, by the 24th, Christmas Eve. Might even get it quicker, depending on where you are in the U.S. I mean, you might get it on Monday. But InfoWarsLife.com products are also discounted right now. We've got 20% off X2, Nation Iodine, the Good Halogen. Just read the reviews of what it's done for folks. It's amazing. The Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, 33% off. That is amazing. And it funds this operation. It's a win. Deep Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, Oxy Powder, 28% off. Winter Sun, 15% off. And so many other discounts at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And when you fund our operation and get high-quality products, Hillary for prison shirt, whatever the case is, you don't just promote the culture of liberty. You get great health products, and you fund this operation. I mean, it's just so important. I want to thank you all for what you've done, and we'll continue to continue the course and expand what we're doing if the funds come in. You know, I'm giving a bunch to the crew that I can, little raises, little bonuses for Christmas. That'll continue if we continue to be able to get the funds, and we'll get more crew. But I've got to be very judicious about what I do, because a lot of other big talk show hosts that have tried to expand, like up in North Texas that moved down here to Texas, which is fine, you know, the word is, are not doing too well. In fact, it's not word. I have the inside baseball on TV networks and channels and other things, and I admire folks that try to expand in the face of what's going on. It's hard to do, though, and we're doing it. Slow and easy wins the race. Over 21 years, though, it's kind of getting big here, and now we're facing down the barrel of the globalists. That's why we need your prayers and support more than ever. And why I have such solidarity and kinship with people like Matt Drudge or James O'Keefe or Joseph Farah or countless others, because let me tell you, we're staring down the barrel of propaganda and violence and intimidation. Not a game. So I mean to win this. Let's go out to break the short clip of the investigation. Maryland Attorney General's office, sex, guns, and egregious ethical violations, bragging about how they're coming for the guns. I'll get to more of the clip in the next segment, but here it is.
So what happened in my cool state secret? I just told you the biggest thing that's going on right now. That's not public. There's some people that know, but that's not public.
This is not a hotel room.
See, that's kind of cool. The thing I just told you about, we have, that's not public.
What?
The EPA suit.
EPA suit coming out of the guns, it's not public.
It would be really bad if somebody found out before the middle of the week.
The ad-libs in the back, and then in the second time around, we'll do the ad-libs in the front.
This guy's taking calls off. Project Veritas. Look at that great time lapse. Oh my gosh. CIA tactics, folks. Gloves are off, cupcakes. It's always warned the CIA and others. I mean, all you snot nosed Ivy League people. This is a two way street. You claim you work for the CIA, you actually work for a bunch of foreign banks, and we're coming back.
I don't. 758.
Now she's telling me it's Project Veritas.
Our journalist met the Deputy Attorney General of Maryland here at NYU School of Law.
Again, the video is up on InfoWars.com.
We wanted to see how our country is leading.
I'm going to repost it right now on InfoWars.com so you can share it. And the article about Trump exposing the Bushes protected the bin Ladens. Pretty big video. Get that at InfoWars.com and hammer it out. You're a weapon system. Don't wait around for a shooting war. Savage the enemy now. Trust them with InfoWars. Savage.